One day I was playing in the mud when I felt an overwhelming thud against the back of my head, and I said, "What was that, you dirty rat?" Then I was on a Cape Cod ferry with a lady who's imaginary, and her name ain't Jane or Joan or Jerry. Swear I'm a dead cat, her name was Scary. 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 She said, "Yep, that's my name." And I said, "Oh dear, what a shame. What are your parents, evil misanthropes who used you as a pissing post?" She said, "No, dude, the name's my own. I came up with it 2 weeks ago, and it's brought nothing but luck, you see, 'cause angry fucks stay away from me. Scary. Unintelligent lady." She told me she watched Dawson's Creek, and I said, "Well, so do I, you freak." And we both agreed it would be a big mistake to replace James Vanderbeek. But the ferry was a-shaking, and my belly felt like an earthquake, and I knew trouble was a-coming. So I picked a tune and I started humming. Oh shit, I threw up on her lap, and she said, "Baby, that's okay, because you're just about the sweetest thing that I've encountered in my travels. And I've had many travels, just to name a few places I've been to. There's Kazakhstan and Kathmandu and Tennessee and Timbuktu. Considering all the up I threw on Scary's lap, I somehow knew that Scary was the only girl for me. Or at least I hope so. So I crossed my fingers." And now you're going to whistle anything you want.
Yes, give yourselves a round of applause.
When the ferry ride was finished, I politely asked for all her digits, and she said, "You should come on by, and I'll bake you a cherry pie." So I walked up to her house, and I played one chord over and over again, and sang a song entitled, "Baby, You're the Bomb." And it went just like this. "Baby, baby, you're the bomb. Baby, 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 you're the bomb, 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 baby. Baby, you're the bomb, baby, 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 you're the bomb, 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 bomb." And just like that, she blew up in my face, but it was great, because she tasted just like chocolate cake, then transformed into her former state. Yeah. Well, Scary's house was pretty, and she had a kitty she called Coach Smitty, who threw up on my lap, and I said, "Holy cow, this is a sign." She said, "Well, come right out with it. If you really think that I'm the shit, then just tell me so, and we can go eat a gallon of gelato." Whoa, this girl is really fat with a pH, and I'm hoping that this Scary is the girl for me, and E-C-S-S-A-R-A-L-E. Scary. Scary. She has no problem with eating dairy, and doesn't mind that I am hairy. I should stay a while, so I accepted with a smile. Then we broke out all her Smurf toys and pretended we were them. Then we hugged and kissed and reminisced about the time I threw up on her lap, that we took a nap together, slept forever and ever 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 and ever.